Robot or not?
Robot or not?
So, in the '80s, this kind of came up when we watched the Star Wars Holiday Special, and there were those ads like "Look for the Union Label" and all of that. Like there was this in the late '70s and early '80s. There was this fear of Japanese competition in the auto industry and things like that. But behind that fear was this other fear, which was about the robots that auto factories, especially in Asia, had fewer auto workers, like union workers. They had robots. They had machines that assembled the cars, and that this was a threat not only for like Asian companies, a threat to hurt American companies, but also a threat to the idea of auto workers, which has essentially come to pass. You don't have auto workers just like screwing in bolts on an assembly line anymore. They have these big machines that do that, which they always call robots. So factory robots, are they? Can we call them robots, or is that just a fancy name?
It was a kind of a misdirect, and I think the misdirect is based on the fact that these factory machines, so you've got machines that do all sorts of things in factories. The machine that bends metal into different shapes, machines that cuts things, machines that squish things down to be flatter, that drill holes in them, right? And as you keep making these machines more and more complicated, like it's like, well, this one machine stamps out this particular thing, and you can put different dyes in, but that's basically the only thing you can do. And well, this one machine does this function, and the whole idea with trying to replace humans in car factories is like, well, we have people doing these tasks. It's actually pretty complicated. You got to get in there. You got to put your hand over here. You got to do this. You got to weld over there. Then you got to go over here. Then you got two people to hold this. It's like, well, you can't make a machine to do this because every car is different and it would be weird. And so we being the species of animal on this planet that first tried to achieve flight by making things with wings that flap, decided the best way to accomplish this job was to make something look like a giant arm. And so a lot of the early factory robots, we're going to make a general purpose machine that can do, say, spot welding, but can do it in all sorts of weird places. Like, it's not just one machine that does a spot weld and you put the thing in, it does a spot weld. We can do a spot weld here. And how can we reach all those different positions? Well, why don't we make an arm? And we'll make it with a bunch of extra joints, but essentially it's an arm. And once you have anything that's an arm, it looks like a human body part. It's like, oh, this is a robot. This isn't a machine. Compare, for example, to Apple's CNC milling machines that, five-axis milling machines that can make basically any shape out of a big hunk of metal. No one calls those robots because they don't look like arms, but they are way more flexible and capable than the spot welding thing that all it can do is spot weld, spot weld, spot weld. These things have 1,000 different cutting tools and water going on it and can move the thing around to different things, and it's all, controlled precisely and everything. No one calls that a robot, but it's more sophisticated than the arm thing. So the robot thing is a misdirect here. Just because it looks like a human arm, it doesn't make it a robot. That is just a factory machine, like every other factory machine in there is just a particularly flexible factory machine, but there are more flexible factory machines, but because they're shaped like giant sheds with, water hoses and glass all around them, we don't call those robots.
It's sort of marketing, whether it's for good or to scare people, to say, it's robots, the robots are coming for you.
It's because it looks like part of a human. There's the angle of like, oh, this is replacing you or whatever. But, the machines that cut things and stamp things were also replacing people who used to be cutting and stamping things or smashing rocks or doing it. Like, all those things replace people. But because this one looked like a human arm and because it was flexible enough to replace a lot of people, not just the one guy who does this one job, but like, whole lines of people, that it was scary and intimidating. Not a robot.
Not a robot.
Robot or not.